Word on Today FM.
Sarah Slattery is with us as usual on a Monday afternoon for the Last Word on Travel. We have something a little bit different for you this week. It's our annual Christmas gift guide. Sarah Slattery, good evening to you.
Hi Ian, how are you?
I'm good. You've got plenty of good value deals and we'll get to them in just a couple of moments. But if somebody out there is thinking of a gift for a travel lover, you've got some suggestions.
I do, I suppose it depends on your budget, but there's definitely something from stocking fillers to vouchers to holidays that you can do. I suppose I'll start with the vouchers because I think for people who are really last minute, if all else fails, you can't go wrong with a voucher. Because a lot of the times now you can even get them digitally emailed to you. But I've picked out a couple that I think are particularly good. The first one is Select Hotels of Ireland. That's a group of 19 independently owned hotels, and what they do every year, which I like, is they have a gift box. So as well as giving somebody like a voucher, like a 100 euro voucher or 200 voucher to stay in the hotel, it comes in a Christmas gift box with four Irish handmade gifts. So it's, you're not just handing somebody an envelope, you're handing them this all handmade gifts. There's chocolates, there's a gorgeous candle, there's a bauble, and then you have your gift voucher to stay in any of the hotels. So you can basically tailor make it to as much as you want to spend. If you want to put a 100 euro voucher with the gifts, it's 170. If you want to do 200 with it, it's 270. But you can do it in any denominations from 50 on upwards.
Now, a lot of people giving vouchers will also be wondering, how safe are they? How long do they last?
Well, I think 5 years is generally now vouchers have to be valid for 5 years. But some, like the Blue Book, for instance, their vouchers never expire. And they kind of promote that. I think the legal terms have to say 5 years, but they have it on their website that their vouchers never, ever expire. And a Blue Book is a lovely luxury voucher to give someone. What I like as well is they've 65 properties now, but they've 7 different restaurants as well. So like the really nice restaurants like Patrick O'Bow or Chapter One or places that you may not be able to afford, it's kind of nice to get a voucher to go somewhere like that. So that's a kind of a good idea. Or then travel agency vouchers are another popular option as well. Sometimes people are not sure whether to pick Ryanair or Lingus, or whereas at least if you go with a travel agency, you've kind of cover all bases, and they can be used with any airline or any holiday company. I know a lot of travel agents are doing offers at the moment. So you like Click and Go, for instance, if you buy 100 euro gift voucher, you get a bonus 25 euro voucher. So you can kind of use that yourself if you want, or you can put it and you can give it with the voucher. And they don't have any expiry date in their vouchers either.
Now, you also have some items. If you don't hand over a voucher, which some people might think is a little bit impersonal, you've got some gifts as well.
Yeah, I do. Baggage is always a good one. Luggage, depending on again what you want to spend. The viral Ryanair bag is kind of it's really
What's that?
if you travel with Ryanair, you just have to have one. It's 22 euro, and I got one for the first time. I saw it kind of going around Instagram, and I decided, oh, here, I'd better see what it's all about. And it's absolutely brilliant. It's the bag that basically the free bag that Ryanair give you that fits underneath the seat, so it replaces a lady's handbag or a little backpack. But it's so deceptive, like it fits so much, and it's 22 euro. It's like a good kind of fabric as well. It's not waterproof, but it's probably water resistant or repellent. There's a laptop sleeve. It's brilliant for an overnight bag. You just don't have to pay for any luggage. Or what I did with it a couple of times as well is I put it with my 10 kilo. So instead of having to pay for a 20 kilo bag, I brought this plus a 10 kilo. But like I got one for my son back in when we were traveling at Easter, and now there's four of us. Like we have four of them in the house now. Like they're brilliant. They're a must buy.
And there's you've got some other ideas as well.
Yeah, I have a post on my website with lots of different kind of gadgets and gifts, and there is a great value. People are always asking me about suitcases, and the Samsonite Light Shock I've had, and they're brilliant, but they're very expensive.
Extremely expensive.
Yeah, they really are. There's a good one now, the Cool Life 20 kg suitcase. It's only 69 euro, and it gets amazing reviews. It's really, really lightweight, so that would be a good one there. If you want to splash out, there's a lovely obviously Louis Copeland have a fabulous men's weekender bag. It's a really nice brown or black leather, but it doubles as a suit bag, so you can actually put a suit in it, and then it kind of, it's kind of hard to explain, but it folds up then into a weekender bag, so you can use it. It's a dual function, basically.
Now, there's a lot of people, including myself, that would like a couple of weekends away or a few little breaks coming up in the new year. You've got some great deals going.
Yeah, I mean, I have another post with loads of different city breaks, all less than $199. The winter is a great time to bag bargain flights. Like, there's just so many cheap deals out there. So, and pair that with cheap hotels, and you can get literally a weekend away for less than, you can get them from about €160 up to about €200, and they're all 4-star hotels. Prague is a good one that I picked because it's out early in the morning and back late in the evening, so you kind of have 3 full days. Going on the 9th of March there for the 2 nights in a 4-star hotel, you're talking €165 per person, so like really, really good deal, like a gorgeous gift to get under the tree. I've loads of other ones as well. Rome is always a popular choice in January. Flight times aren't as good as that, but flights and a 4-star hotel, $195. But you can always kind of go in and tweak it and pay a little bit more for the morning flight for that, or go for 3 nights if you want to. And then we've lots of new routes starting. Aer Lingus have Marrakesh, Seville, Malta. So this great competition.
Yeah, just tell me the price of Marrakesh, because this sounds really good.
Yeah, 3 nights in Marrakesh on the 1st of March, flights and a 4-star Riyadh. The Riyadhs are the kind of traditional places that people like to stay, right in the centre of Marrakesh. You're talking €191 for 3 nights. Again, like flights are only €85. The Riyadhs are really good value, and like the weather should be lovely there in March as well. Like a really, really nice, something completely different.
And a bit of luxury as well for somebody who wants to splash out.
Yeah, the Conrad Hotel in the Algarve, people may know it. It's probably one of the best hotels on the Algarve, and it's in Quinta del Lago, so it's quite close to the airport. So if you only want to do a short break, you don't have to travel too far. It's about 20 minutes maybe in a taxi. So flights in a 3-night stay there in March. Weather should be starting to get nice. €435 from Dublin, €423 from Cork, and there's also flights from Shannon and Knocknarea. They're more expensive because they don't start until later, the 30th of March. But like for a 3-night stay, a luxury break, if you really wanted to treat someone, like that's just, there's a wellness centre, a spa if you don't get the weather, and it's just that kind of area, lovely for walks. So I just thought it was a really, really nice one.
We've actually had a couple of messages in on 0874100102 about that bag. You mentioned that Ryanair bag. One texter wants to know, where'd you get it?
Well, that one's, don't kill me now, but that one is Amazon. But I have a link to it on the post on my website. But there are ones, similar ones in Dunnes and Pennies and everything. But I've tried a load of them, and I'm telling anyone who has bought it, all my Instagram people have all messaged me, they all love it as well. It's just a great value, great for kids as well, to get to if you want to like get away from them all bringing these, you know, cool camp bags or whatever else, you know, take these instead. They just fit so much more, and it's just a great, particularly if you're a Ryanair shop or Ryanair traveller, like you just have to have one.
Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie, thank you very much for joining us, and you can get some of those deals that she mentioned on those flights up there, so check out travelexpert.ie.
The Last Word on Today FM.